Harry Styles and Lights Up, Cheshire's Salt 106.9. It is Thursday morning. It's our legal hour, of course, with Thornycroft Solicitors, and Chris Bowen is with us answering your legal questions, and we have another one. My husband and I have separated with a view to getting divorce and negotiate a deal, but are stuck on the question of maintenance for our children. We have one child who has started at university, one who'll go to university in 2 years' time. My husband is of the view that maintenance should stop when children reach the age of 18, so he's saying that he does not feel he should be paying anything towards the one already at university, and that the maintenance for the young one will stop when she finishes her A-levels. Is he right?
No. That was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, next question.
Shall we expand on that?
Okay.
Two separate regimes. As I mentioned earlier on in the first question, child maintenance is the child maintenance service. So what's a child? A child can be almost 20. The definition of a qualifying child is what the legislation refers to. Assumes that it's the end of compulsory secondary education. And that effectively can be like 19 or even later, depending. Or it's equivalent. There are exceptions for different things like apprenticeships, when it gets a bit technical there. But broadly speaking, I suppose A-level time is right for maintenance under the statutory regime, to use the proper language for it. And again, that's a yardstick for paying maintenance there. But it doesn't stop there, because the legislation that created the Child Support Agency and this new mathematical system just took away the court's powers for children of that age, but it left in place what was there before, which was under the divorce legislation and also a bit of the Children Act as well, which says that in appropriate circumstances you can be ordered to pay maintenance for your young people beyond 18, and it is obviously aimed at university, etc., tertiary education, and it's not specific, it's just inappropriate circumstances. So it's generally accepted that in the same way that you would probably assist your offspring through university and end up having no money, like those of us who have put children through university, don't think they'll be listening, so I'm sorry to say that. hopefully they're working. Whilst an expectation that you would do that if you were still together, this, you know, why should it be any different just because you've separated? So there is a power there, this lady could, as part of her divorce finances, ask the court to look at awarding maintenance or support for the one who's at university and the other one who's going to go to university at the appropriate time. The young people themselves can make an application, can join in the divorce and do it. I've only ever nearly done it, because most of the situations I've been in, the people have been happy to make their own arrangements, and often the parents make arrangements with the young person, providing some kind of support for them, because, and it's not anything underhand, but depending on the way you provide your support, it might have an impact on, let's say, your son or daughter's entitled to some sort of bursary or something like that, or anything that's means tested. If they're actually getting maintenance from you and it's an ordered amount, so much per week, that counts as their income. But if you're just informally helping them by buying something for them every so often or whatever, it doesn't count in quite the same way. So that's why many people make informal arrangements. But the law is there. The one time I nearly did it, and it's going back a long time, when I was in a practice that did legal aid and when legal aid was available, this young man was his mother simply couldn't afford to help him. I'd done her divorce, and he was going to make his own application. He could get legal aid in his own right to do that, and he got as far as getting a legal aid certificate, but then he took the view that, you know, if the mean so and so doesn't want to support me, I'll show him and I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
So he decided not to see it through. It's just unfortunate, because his father was of the view that he should be independent once he's you know, left home, that's it, it's not my responsibility anymore. Whereas most of us recognise, it's increasingly these days, that young people need that extra bit of support, particularly if they can't afford houses and things like that. So it is nice to get when they get financially independent. I can say it, I've got to that point at long last. But you want to see them right in the world, so you do support them, and that concept goes through with university funding as well.